Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
A good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you for this hour. Glad you're up late with us. I asked Maria Kina to hang around here because, Maria, you and I were talking before about this, before the show started this evening during the basketball game. And one of the things you were telling me, you kind of mentioned it briefly when you said that the police did not provide an update, but did the police provide any information regarding the cause of this incident, who the hostage taker might be, any of these details?
None of those details. Very early on in the situation, they provided an update saying how they received the call. That's why we have that information. I understand the chief is at an event tonight, the police chief, and I believe he was asked about that by some television reporters, but there was no one at the scene, no commanding officers, and they had told us throughout the day that we would be briefed. They also moved us further back from the hotel, so we were at Broadway and Market, and that's where we were waiting for the briefing, and when I left out of there at 5:30, there still had not been a briefing from St. Louis Police.
And just so folks know, you are here and you report these things that happen, but tell us and just give the listeners an idea of a behind the scenes kind of a way. How long were you actually at that scene today?
Well, I came on duty at 2, so I immediately went over there. So that was kind of a short deal for me. Stuart McMillan, our morning man, he got there right after it happened, and it started about 5-ish. They got the call at 5 o'clock. So he had been there, and I relieved him at 2 o'clock. So,
okay, so when you say 5 o'clock, we're talking 5 a.m.
5 a.m., correct. So he had been there for some time. And you know, you stand out. There's a lot of nothing, doing nothing, and just standing and talking with other reporters. But you monitor the scene and the situation because you get a feeling for what you're walking into there and what the situation might be. And you could judge that usually by the police.
Really? In what way?
How tense they are.
In what way? Explain that.
There's a certain uneasiness that they have about them. They're at attention constantly. And, you know, because SWAT was all over there.
Sure.
Including in one of the fire department hook and ladders, he extended in the bucket by the old cathedral.
Oh, okay,
so,
sure.
You know, once they get into position like that, That's when you don't go into that area and mess around. But you could tell they were just not as tense as they had been because of negotiators in other incidents, because negotiators were talking with the man, from what I understand. And I guess they had a sense of where he was. Apparently, he suffered from PTSD. But again, we don't know anything other than that. And the two children, he did release those to the police. And I don't know if those were his children or not. Initially, we thought they were, but that's kind of an unknown right now.
Right. So on this kind of a story, do you expect, and we understand, again, the police chief was at an event, but would you expect the police to be more forthcoming tomorrow with more of these details? Any ideas?
It'll probably be on their summary sheet. I don't know that they'll actually have a press conference about it. A lot of times, and I understand the situation that the police are in. You know, they don't want reporters bugging them and peppering them with questions constantly. I get that. But also, I think we understand when we're at a scene, we're not going to bug the police unnecessarily.
Sure.
But tell us the situation. People are coming by and asking us as we're standing out there, what's happening? Because traffic was restricted down in that area. So if you have just a little bit of information to go on so that people know, okay, they have the situation under control. Because if you see that when you go down there, it's frightening when you see that level of police presence and when you see the SWAT team and you know, the negotiators out there.
And today, when I saw this story unfolding, I, of course, turned on Camo X because I wanted to hear what was going on.
Yeah.
So don't we have kind of a dichotomy here where certainly the police don't want to be peppered with questions, but at the same time, when there's this kind of a situation unfolding, isn't there some right to know by the public what's going on? And how do you balance those two competing ideas of not wanting to disclose too much, but on the other hand, not disclosing anything?
Well, and I think that is the game you play there. For instance, you don't want to give any of the positions of the SWAT team when they're out there in position.
For obvious reasons.
Correct. You don't want any pictures going out there. You don't want any of that happening. So no reporter will do that. But for instance, people that were in the hotel who maybe might have come out, they only evacuated one floor, and that was the floor where it had happened. People in the hotel might be frightened.
Sure.
Especially when you see that kind of a police presence. But from what I understand, the hotel operated as usual. Even the restaurant was open. So there was no disturbance in that. They tried to keep it as normal as they possibly could. But it was the length of time that was of a concern, because generally when they go on that long, sometimes they can end badly.
And thankfully, in this situation, at least based upon what we know so far, there don't appear to be any serious injuries as a result of this standoff.
No, fortunately, thank goodness.
That is very good news indeed. Maria Kina from the news department, hey, thanks for sticking around a little extra time
thank
with us
you.
This evening.
Okay.
We're going to take a break here. And when we come back from this break, we're going to be talking to congressional candidate Mark Rice. He's running for Congress over in Illinois from the 8th District. And this is not an opportunity just to plug somebody. I want to find out what issues that he finds important for this campaign. And then after I talk to Mark Rice, I want to hear from you, because from now until November, you're going to be buried in TV ads. The election coverage will be wall to wall, and the press and the media and pundits are going to be telling you what's important. But I want to hear from you. What do you think is important in this election? What do you want to vote for or against? And what issues are going to determine how you vote? That's important. The ideas are important. And after this interview, I want to hear from you. Hey, stick around. At your service. We'll be right back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening. And as I mentioned before the break, I want to welcome to the show Mark Rice. He's running for Congress from the 8th Congressional District in Illinois. Mark, welcome to Camo X.
Hey, Brad. Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's great to talk to you too, Mark. And the reason why I wanted to have you on, there's a couple of reasons. Obviously, you're running for Congress in the 8th Congressional District. But tell us a little bit about your background in business, because as you and I have previously chatted, I think that will impact how you would vote, how the kind of bills you would support, and the direction you would like to see our country going from that business perspective. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, sure, Brad. Thank you again. And I don't want to bore you with too much of that, but I'll just say I'm a fifth generation entrepreneur. So I've really been working for myself most of my life. I actually started out my career in St. Louis, believe it or not, with A.G. Edwards. I'm sure you know that firm. That was back in the 80s. But anyway, my for the last couple decades, I run a energy company, and I've been in the energy business. It's a family thing. I'm from Texas, and so I grew up in the oil and gas business, and I run a business that my whole family works at, and it's we're the largest energy broker in the state of Illinois. And in Missouri there, you don't really have the same thing that we have in Illinois, where it's deregulated, where you can choose your gas and electric providers. But in Illinois, in spite of Illinois being a little bit more of a liberal and almost like a communist state, they do have free choice for electricity and gas. So anyway, that's what I do. And as a business guy, I just see things going so far in the wrong direction. I felt it was just time to kind of put up or shut up and try to do something about it. So that's really my business background and why I feel compelled to do something about it and enter this sort of very ugly, dirty world of politics. Mm.
I understand. We're talking to Mark Rice. He's a candidate for Congress from the 8th Congressional District in Illinois. And Mark, one of the things that is a constant thorn in my side is when I read about the national debt. I think we're up to $32 trillion, as we've seen with when interest rates went up, that impacted the federal government's ability to really function because of the increased debt load. And wasteful spending, just to me, is just a fundamental problem with the way government works. I mean, you've been in private business. Private businesses can make bad decisions, have cost overruns. but the private markets have built-in mechanisms to minimize those problems. Companies get bought out, companies go out of business, but the federal government never seems to do that. What would you do as a congressman to try to bring some of that fiscal restraint that you've learned in business, how would you bring that into the federal government?
Well, so once again, one of the reasons, the many reasons, but one of the very large reasons that I am running, I was looking at the debt calculator just today. It said $33 trillion. What's a trillion here or there, right? You know, it's so out of control that the debt as a percentage of GDP now is well over 100% in the first time in the history of the United States. And only 10 years ago, the debt to GDP ratio was like 50. And now 10 years later, it's double that. And a lot of that, I think, Brad, is because we have elected these politicians on both sides that really don't represent us. You know, they're not servant leaders, and they're very interested, and most interested, I should say, in just getting reelected. And so one thing that is an easy thing is just to kick the can down the road and not solve the problems and print money, whether it's for COVID or for wars or for you know, grift or whatever. And that's what they've done. So if the United States was a business and you looked at the balance sheet and the income statement, nobody would invest in it. And all the people who are in charge would be fired immediately.
Yes.
And so that's really what I'm trying to do, is fire at least one of them. I can't fire all of them, but we really need to take our country back. And that's a part of it. But it's just indicative of so many things that the government does where they really don't have our interests at heart. They're you know, we have career politicians, which I don't think the framers of the Constitution ever anticipated.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. We're talking to Mark Rice, candidate for Congress from the 8th Congressional District in Illinois. And Mark, one of the other issues that's been around now since October 7 is the Israeli-Hamas conflict that's going on. And we see calls from the left today, certainly this week, very strong calls to support Palestine, to support Hamas, to disenfranchise Israel, to stop the funding of Israel. In fact, we've had protests here in St. Louis, Mark, against Boeing because Boeing sells defense products to Israel. So how, number one, I want to know your position on this. But secondly, given that Israel is one of the few pro-freedom capitalist democracies in the Middle East, isn't it important to support Israel, regardless of whether you like or dislike Israel? But don't we need friendly partners in that region?
Yeah, well, I agree with you 100% on that, Brad. I mean, first of all, Israel's our strongest ally and perhaps really only our true ally in the entire Middle East, which is so very important because of all the energy that's there. And once again, since we've gone from being energy independent to being energy dependent, now more than ever, we rely on that part of the world. And here they really have good versus evil. I mean, we have the same thing. We have these leftists, you know, liberals that are protesting and shutting down highways and making lots of noise and protesting businesses and all of that. But that's just their MO. I mean, at the end of the day, we're fighting a war on terror in Israel. And luckily for the United States, we don't really have to fight it. So I'd much prefer to fight people who want to kill us and want to kill Israelis, want to kill Jews, want to kill Christians. They have a very warped sense of the world, these terrorist groups, and they're no different. I don't really see the difference between ISIS and Hamas and Hezbollah and Al-Qaeda. I mean, these are really evil terrorist groups that the United States, to their credit, has designated them as terrorist groups. And for some on the left to be protesting the way they do, I mean, I understand the psychology behind it, but it's really just ludicrous. I mean, this is a war where good is hopefully going to prevail against evil, and hopefully we won't have it on our shores, although I really worry with all this border nonsense and millions of these military-age males coming over here, that some of them are coming into our country, but hopefully not. And in the meanwhile, at least Israel's fighting the good fight to destroy these people.
We're talking to Mark Rice, candidate for Congress in the 8th district in Illinois. And Mark, you mentioned something that I want to follow up on. That's the border. According to the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, in the year 2023, we had 2 million illegal immigrants come across our border in Mexico. And at this point, because of the catch and release policy of the Biden administration, we don't have any idea where these folks are going. We have no guarantee that they're going to return for any asylum hearings. These folks who are illegal immigrants, and I always make the distinction between legal and illegal immigration, these illegal immigrants are essentially not just non-documented citizens. We don't know who they are, what their agenda is, or what they intend to do in this country. What would you do if you are elected to Congress, Mark Rice, from the 8th District? How would you approach this issue at the border?
So this is a good one because my opponent, his name's Raja Krishnamoorthy. He's a very far left-leaning, you know, liberal guy. So he, just like Joe Biden, are essentially for an open border, thinking that somehow allowing all of these immigrants, illegal, as you say, immigrants, to come into this country is somehow going to benefit the country, although I frankly think that they think it'll benefit them because they believe, and I don't think they're correct, that they'll get a lot of, you know, lifetime voters out of the deal. But this is, I don't call it illegal immigration. I call it an invasion, and it can be stopped. It's just common sense. There's a lot of things the federal government could do, and I'll just list them off for you real quickly, is reinstate Title 42, reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy, finish the wall, you know, do a better job of securing the border, and then we were talking about terrorists before, two cartels, Sinaloa and another one of these Mexican cartels that are doing a lot of the child trafficking and sex trafficking and, of course, the fentanyl, which killed 100,000, mostly young Americans last year. We're doing nothing about it. So what I would propose to do as a federal official would be do everything we can to control the border, but also go into the interior of Mexico and shut those guys down. And yes, you know, these guys are thugs and they have some weapons and all of that, but we've got the finest military in the world. And I've been assured by military experts that if we really had the will to do it, we could shut that down in a matter of a week or two. And Brad, we're talking about saving the lives of 100,000.
Yes.
Most children. I mean, this is a serious thing. And I don't know how it is that we don't talk about it, or it seems sort of lost in the noise of all of the bad things that are going on. But these are things that government just doesn't have the will to do. But there are people who do. And, you know, everybody's divided on the issue. But hopefully in November we can fix that and we can take care of business.
Yeah, this is one of those issues, Mark, where it's one of these issues that the majority of Americans can actually agree on how to fix the problem. But we have politicians both on the right and on the left who refuse to take any action with regard to this border crisis. And it's frustrating to regular Americans, regular voters, the people in between the coasts, between California and New York, who are here in the Midwest. It's frustrating to say, you know what, there's common sense problems that can be solved at the border, but we just need politicians who have the will to do it.
Well, the common sense solutions, like some of the ones I just mentioned for the border, they're almost too easy. That's what you would do if you don't care about getting reelected. You're trying to serve the people, even the illegals themselves. It's no good for them. You should see in Chicago how bad it is. We have over 30,000 of them now and really don't have the infrastructure, the schooling, the medical. You talk about inflation, we're talking about the economy and what it does to the economy. It's bad for really everybody, and yet the politicians are worried about getting elected. And there's a strong sense on the liberal side of the world that thinks this is somehow compassionate. And you know, there are other people who have more sinister conspiracy ideas of what's behind it. But regardless, if the right politicians can get control of the executive branch and certainly the Congress, we could put a stop to it pretty quickly. I mean, it just isn't that complicated. And by the way, did you see what Governor Abbott did today?
I did. Governor Abbott, just to quickly recap, Governor Abbott wanted to put razor wire and did put razor wire along the southern border. The Supreme Court issued an order yesterday, 5-4, which I disagree with. And I'm going to go through those reasons in a few moments, but basically stated that the federal government was allowed to come in and remove that razor wire. And Governor Abbott today took the position that this is an invasion, that literally the life and the health and the welfare of the state of Texas is dependent upon this, and he's going to defy that Supreme Court order. I'm presuming that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I just got through reading it just a little while ago. I give him credit. I mean, if the federal government is failing, it's sometimes time for patriots to step up and do what needs to be done, at least if it's constitutionally legal to do so. I know you're a lawyer, I'm not, but if that's legal, I think that could actually go a long way to helping the situation.
And I'll be going through some of that, Mark, after we're finished. But again, we're talking to Mark Rice, candidate for Congress from the 8th District in Illinois. And Mark, if folks want to learn more about your campaign or even be a part of your campaign, how can they do that?
Oh, come join the revolution, because that's what it is. I appreciate it, Brad. My website is Rice. My name is R-I-C-E, the number 4 Congress. So rice4congress.com. And from there, they can do anything from making a donation to volunteering to walk and knock on doors to putting up a yard sign. We're really all about doing things differently because the state of Illinois is so very blue and we're trying to turn it red. And I feel with the way things are going right now, especially, we've got a really good chance of doing that.
Well, Mark, hey, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us tonight here on Camo X, and I'm sure we'll be talking as this campaign season proceeds.
Oh, I look forward to it. Thank you so much for having me, Brad.
Thanks, Mark.
Congratulations and thanks.
Great to talk to you, sir. I want to open up the phone lines here and ask you, and I kind of teased this before I interviewed Mark Rice, but Mark ticked off a couple of issues. How do we balance the budget? How do we bring fiscal responsibility to our government? How do we control the border? I had some other issues that I wanted to talk to him about, including Ukraine, Israel, Hamas. But from your perspective, you know, I am, first of all, I'm tired of when I watch TV or I listen to radio and I hear pundits telling me what the issues are. I always think, how do you know what I think the issues are? How do you understand what I perceive as what's wrong with the direction of this country? And so this is your opportunity because I want to hear from you. If you could name 1, 2, or 3 issues that you want politicians to genuinely address, not just call the opponent a murderer and evil and terrible and whatever, but if you could get the politicians to actually address 1, 2, or 3 issues, what would you want them to say? 314-436-7900. Call or text. I want to hear from you because we are at your service, Camo X. Welcome back to At Your Service. We're talking the election. No, not like the coverage you're used to. I don't want to call anybody a name. I want to listen to your ideas. I want to hear about what's important. I'd like to hear about what you want to hear from the people who are running for office and are asking for your vote. 314-436-7900. Call or text. And Dan's been holding through that confiscatorily long commercial break. Hey, Dan, welcome to Camo X.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Hi, yeah. This is my first time calling into something like this, but I appreciated the opportunity to talk candidly about some of the things that I'm looking for in upcoming presidential election and from politicians down the road. Listen, I'm a mid-20s, young professional, and some of the big things that I'm worried about, listen, I'm a pretty far left mid-20s kind of person, but affordability and housing is a big thing. I think it's pretty common knowledge that a lot of people my age, well, it's going to be a long time before we can afford housing or a mid-size, you know, family kind of house. And like a lot of people, that I think a lot of people can relate to, is the power of our dollar. You know, wages have not necessarily kept up in terms of, you know, wages have not necessarily kept up, and that kind of concerns me for the long term as I progress in my career. So there are obviously a whole lot of things that are on my mind for.
Okay. Well, let's talk about these.
Those are the main two.
Well, Dan, I'm thrilled that you called, because these are the kinds of ideas that I love to discuss. So I even took notes while you were talking, and I want to deal with these one by one, because this is what we miss so often in this country, is honest, real, organic discussions. And you mentioned affordability and housing. From your perspective, Dan, as a person who's in the workplace, you're in your 20s, you want to afford a house, what, if anything, do you think government can or should do to make housing more affordable?
And that's the question of the, I mean, that is the question, right? I'm not completely sure, to be totally honest with you. It's obviously a complex issue, and I'm honestly open to hear anything.
Well, let me talk a little bit about that, simply because as I talk to people, as I read a lot, one of the most common solutions that are given, Dan, to this is that government should mandate the price fixing. They should mandate the cost of housing, that there should be apartments, there should be condos, there should be houses, and that the government should require that these things have a price cap on them. But we know from experience, this has been done in California, it's been done in New York, and each and every time that there are price limits placed on housing, artificial price limits by government, then one of two things always seems to happen. Either number one, the quality of that housing goes completely down because the owners of the housing can't make any money because they're limited on what they can charge. Or number two, the housing units that are designated for low or middle income or affordable housing are simply rehabbed into more expensive units because the folks can't make any money on them. So what do you think if I told you that statistics show that the way to increase the availability of affordable housing is to reduce regulations, how would that grab you in terms of a possible solution to the affordable housing crisis?
You know, I think it's an interesting talking point, and I'm very familiar with that line of thinking. From my very limited understanding of the housing market, one of the things that is just scary is just the limited amount of supply. And from, again, limited understanding here, that is one of the things that is freezing up the housing market, is people locked into their current mortgage rates, and they're very, very low mortgage rates, and they're obviously not going to sell and then buy at 8%.
Exactly.
So in terms of less government regulations, I would be more interested in governments actually incentivizing either increasing the supply of housing, whether that is, you know, lower income apartments, or incentivizing new, you know, full family housing being built, or something along that line to unfreeze the housing market in some way, shape, or form.
Great. And listen, I'm going to go to your next topic because I'm going to have to go to a break here in a moment. But you mentioned that wages have not kept up with inflation. What do you think right now, at least since COVID, what do you think has been the greatest driver of inflation?
Greatest driver of inflation. From my understanding, it's the very high interest rates.
Right, but do you know what has caused those high interest rates?
I don't have a direct answer. I'd love to hear from you.
Okay. And I'm going to explain this in terms of Monopoly. I love Monopoly. It's my favorite.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to At Your Service. We're talking the election. No, not like the coverage you're used to. I don't want to call anybody a name. I want to listen to your ideas. I want to hear about what's important. I'd like to hear about what you want to hear from the people who are running for office and are asking for your vote. 314-436-7900. Call or text. And Dan's been holding through that confiscatorily long commercial break. Hey, Dan, welcome to Camo X.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Hi, yeah. This is my first time calling into something like this, but I appreciated the opportunity to talk candidly about some of the things that I'm looking for in upcoming presidential election and from politicians down the road. Listen, I'm a mid-20s, young professional, and some of the big things that I'm worried about, and listen, I'm a pretty far left, mid-20s kind of person, but affordability and housing is a big thing. I think it's pretty common knowledge that a lot of people my age, well, it's going to be a long time before we can afford housing or a mid-size, you know, family kind of house. And like a lot of people that I think a lot of people can relate to is the power of our dollar. You know, wages have not necessarily kept up in terms of, you know, wages are not necessarily kept up, and that kind of concerns me for the long term as I progress in my career. So there are obviously a whole lot of things that are on my mind for.
Okay. Well, let's talk about these.
Those are the main two.
Well, Dan, I'm thrilled that you called, because these are the kinds of ideas that I love to discuss. So I even took notes while you were talking, and I want to deal with these one by one.
because this is what we miss so often in this country is honest, real, organic discussions. And you mentioned affordability and housing. From your perspective, Dan, as a person who's in the workplace, you're in your 20s, you want to afford a house, what, if anything, do you think government can or should do to make housing more affordable?
And that's the question of the, I mean, that is the question, right? I'm not completely sure, to be totally honest with you. It's obviously a complex issue, and I'm honestly open to hear anything.
Well, let me talk a little bit about that, simply because as I talk to people, as I read a lot, one of the most common solutions that are given, Dan, to this is that government should mandate the price fixing. They should mandate the cost of housing, that there should be apartments, there should be condos, there should be houses, and that the government should require that these things have a price cap on them. But we know from experience, this has been done in California. It's been done in New York. And each and every time that there are price limits placed on housing, artificial price limits by government, then one of two things always seems to happen. Either number one, the quality of that housing goes completely down because the owners of the housing can't make any money because they're limited on what they can charge. Or number two, the housing units that are designated for low or middle income or affordable housing are simply rehabbed into more expensive units because the folks can't make any money on them. So what do you think if I told you that statistics show that the way to increase the availability of affordable housing is to reduce regulations, how would that grab you in terms of a possible solution to the affordable housing crisis?
You know, I think it's an interesting talking point, and I'm very familiar with that line of thinking. From my very limited understanding of the housing market, one of the things that is just scary is just the limited amount of supply. And from, again, limited understanding here, that is one of the things that is freezing up the housing market is people locked into their current mortgage rates, and they're very, very low mortgage rates, and they're obviously not going to sell and then buy at 8%. So in terms of less government regulations, I would be more interested in governments actually incentivizing either increasing the supply of housing, whether that is, you know, lower income apartments or incentivizing new, you know, full family housing being built or something along that line to unfreeze the housing market in some way, shape, or form.
Great. And listen, I'm going to go to your next topic because I'm going to have to go to a break here in a moment. But you mentioned that wages have not kept up with inflation. What do you think right now, at least since COVID, what do you think has been the greatest driver of inflation?
The greatest driver of inflation. From my understanding, it's the very high interest rates.
Right. But do you know what has caused those high interest rates?
I don't have a direct answer. I'd love to hear from you.
Okay. And I'm going to explain this in terms of Monopoly. I love Monopoly. It's my favorite game, right? But in Monopoly, if Boardwalk and Park Place all has a fixed price, but if all of a sudden you as the banker went around and said, hey, I'm going to give everybody an extra $10,000 just because, you know what, I think we need it to make the game more fun. Then all of a sudden the prices of the properties have to go up because there's more cash available on which to buy those properties. And so economic studies have proven, and I think this is fascinating idea, Dan, that so few people discuss, is that right now the greatest driver of inflation was all of the COVID era money that was given away because it artificially injected cash into the system. And just like on a monopoly board, if people had more cash given to them from the government, then they would spend that on goods and services, which would drive up the cost of those goods and services. And that's probably something you've not heard a lot before, isn't it?
No, I'm familiar with the concept of stimulus affecting the economy in that direction. I like to think, and this may be my younger naivete, but I like to think that people were struggling intensely during COVID, and without that stimulus, some people would not be here today. Maybe that has been one of the many factors to inflation. However, I also like to think COVID itself affected the economy in so many different factors that you cannot simply pinpoint it to a 1-2-time check for people to buy groceries.
Got it. Hey, Dan, I hope you listen on Wednesday nights and call in again. It's a pleasure to talk to you. We're going to have to take a break here. But again, thanks for being part of the show.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Hey, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, last segment of the hour, temp tags. Yes, the dreaded temp tags are back as an issue in St. Louis County. We'll dive into that next on KMOX. Hey, we're sliding into the last segment here on At Your Service. Thanks for sticking around with us this evening. I think I've given myself carpal tunnel responding to a lot of the texts that we've got. We've got a lot of texts in this evening, and thank you very much. Thanks for participating in the show. That's the idea. That, to me, is the genius of talk radio, is that you get to be a part of what we're doing, and I appreciate your involvement. If you're driving right now, first of all, I hope you're being careful because it's foggy outside. But if you're driving, I'm going to make a bet. If you're driving in the St. Louis City or St. Louis County, that either within the last 4 minutes and 30 seconds or within the next 4 minutes and 30 seconds, you are going to see an expired temp tag. Now, how do I come up with that crazy figure? Well, I just made it up on the spot. But but as I'm driving around, to me, that is one of my... That is my personal pet peeves, is that folks are not renewing their temp tags. And there's lots of arguments for on both sides of this. I get it. I understand. But when you're driving and when you see a temp tag that's expired, what immediately comes to your mind? I'm going to predict, and that is this. I had to pay my taxes to get my license plate. Why doesn't this joker do the same thing? I had to do it. Why is this joker better than me? Why does this joker think he's better than me? Why does he think that he doesn't have to pay his taxes when I do? Because I bought my car, I paid my taxes. Why shouldn't you? I'm sure that's one of your that's coming to your mind right now, because I have the exact same response. Now, why am I railing on this? Well, because of this. Mark Harder on Tuesday, yesterday, St. Louis County Councilman, was going to introduce a bill in St. Louis County that would urge the county police to crack down on expired temporary tags, and it would give some incentives and motivation for the county police to do that. Now, he wasn't able to introduce that bill yesterday. Why? Because of pro-Palestinian protesters. Try saying that three times fast. Pro-Palestinian protesters who blocked the working and the operation of the St. Louis County Council. So it had to be continued, and this is going to be voted on this Wednesday. And if you want to reach out to any of the county council members, they're all available. There's contact available at the St. Louis County Council website. Just Google it. You'll find where it is. Tell them what you think about temp tags, because to me, it's outrageous, because it says It says that you think you don't have to pay your taxes when I have to pay mine. And listen, if you've heard me on this show before talk about something called corporate welfare that a lot of conservatives are in favor of, a lot of conservatives are, I generally disfavor corporate welfare. I want the free market to decide. I don't want the government giving money to corporations just to give them money and skew the operations of our free market capitalism, economic markets. I don't like that. But in the same way, I don't really like it that skinflints think that they don't have to pay the taxes to maintain the roads or the highway, pay for police and fire and ambulance like you do and like I do. Why should they not have to pay? Now, in the story that Fox 2, when they covered this story today, they quoted several individuals. I won't drop their names, but it says one person said, you know, it's just hard now. Everything is expensive. Sure it is. But are you paying for a cell phone? Are you paying for 5 streaming services? Of course you are. So you're making choices with how to spend your money. Another person said, well, we pay these taxes over and over, and sometimes I just run out of money for taxes. Well, again, I don't disagree. But you're making a choice to pay for your Netflix instead of paying for your taxes. And I have to make that same choice, and so does everyone else who wants to maintain their licenses. So it's a pet peeve of mine. It's a pet peeve of Charlie Brennan's. We talk about this every time we get together. And I hope that St. Louis County does something to incentivize the prosecution of these blatant criminals right here in our area. Hey, Brad Young, I've been on here tonight on At Your Service. Coming up next, stick around for the best of the Dave Glover Show. I'll catch you next Wednesday night right here, Camo X. Hey, we're sliding into the last segment here on At Your Service. Thanks for sticking around with us this evening. I think I've given myself carpal tunnel responding to a lot of the texts that we've got. We've got a lot of texts in this evening, and thank you very much. Thanks for participating in the show. That's the idea. That, to me, is the genius of talk radio, is that you get to be a part of what we're doing, and I appreciate your involvement. If you're driving right now, first of all, I hope you're being careful because it's foggy outside. But if you're driving, I'm going to make a bet. If you're driving in the St. Louis City or St. Louis County, that either within the last 4 minutes and 30 seconds or within the next 4 minutes and 30 seconds, you are going to see an expired temp tag. Now, how do I come up with that crazy figure? Well, I just made it up on the spot. But as I'm driving around, to me, that is one of my... That is my personal pet peeves, is that folks are not renewing their temp tags. And there's lots of arguments for on both sides of this. I get it. I understand. But when you're driving and when you see a temp tag that's expired, what immediately comes to your mind? I'm going to predict, and that is this. I had to pay my taxes to get my license plate. Why doesn't this joker do the same thing? I had to do it. Why is this joker better than me? Why does this joker think he's better than me? Why does he think that he doesn't have to pay his taxes when I do? Because I bought my car, I paid my taxes. Why shouldn't you? I'm sure that's one of your that's coming to your mind right now, because I have the exact same response. Now, why am I railing on this? Well, because of this. Mark Harder on Tuesday, yesterday, St. Louis County Councilman, was going to introduce a bill in St. Louis County that would urge the county police to crack down on expired temporary tags, and it would give some incentives and motivation for the county police to do that. Now, he wasn't able to introduce that bill yesterday. Why? Because of pro-Palestinian protesters. Try saying that 3 times fast. Pro-Palestinian protesters who blocked the working and the operation of the St. Louis County Council. So it had to be continued, and this is going to be voted on this Wednesday. And if you want to reach out to any of the county council members, they're all available. There's contact available at the St. Louis County Council website. Just Google it. You'll find where it is. Tell them what you think about temp tags, Because to me, it's outrageous. Because it says that you think you don't have to pay your taxes when I have to pay mine. And listen, if you've heard me on this show before talk about something called corporate welfare that a lot of conservatives are in favor of, a lot of conservatives are, I generally disfavor corporate welfare. I want the free market to decide. I don't want the government giving money to corporations just to give them money and skew the operations of our free market capitalism, economic markets. I don't like that. But in the same way, I don't really like it that skinflints think that they don't have to pay the taxes to maintain the roads or the highway, pay for police and fire and ambulance like you do and like I do. Why should they not have to pay? Now, in the story that Fox 2, when they covered this story today, they quoted several individuals. I won't drop their names, but it says one person said, you know, it's just hard now. Everything is expensive. Sure it is. But are you paying for a cell phone? Are you paying for 5 streaming services? Of course you are. So you're making choices with how to spend your money. Another person said, well, we pay these taxes over and over, and sometimes I just run out of money for taxes. Well, again, I don't disagree. But you're making a choice to pay for your Netflix instead of paying for your taxes. And I have to make that same choice, and so does everyone else who wants to maintain their licenses. So it's a pet peeve of mine. It's a pet peeve of Charlie Brennan's. We talk about this every time we get together. And I hope that St. Louis County does something to incentivize the prosecution of these blatant criminals right here in our area. Hey, Brad Young, I've been on here tonight on At Your Service. Coming up next, stick around for the best of the Dave Glover Show. I'll catch you next Wednesday night right here, KMOX.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.